This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, frontline workers will soon receive their hazard pay. The DLP happy that they are receiving their pay, but say these matters need to be addressed in a more timely manner. And COVID cases trending downwards and the clusters found on the island are explained. Good morning. With the details, I'm Cashy Brown. The hazard allowance for frontline workers should make its way to their bank accounts shortly. Ambassador Elizabeth Thompson, head of the special communications team set up by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motsley to address COVID-19 matters, held a briefing last evening to shed light on a number of issues making the rounds on social media. She said the medical staff were paid and only the hazard allowance was outstanding, but the money was now available.
They receive their salaries on time. They receive their on-call and other allowances on time. What has been outstanding is the issue of the hazard pay, which goes back, was agreed and negotiated that it would be paid effective from March of 2020. So that hazard pay was part of a vote that went to the QEH to deal with COVID and a range of other issues. And the hazard pay itself is the sum of $3 million. So all of the money voted for hazard pay is now with the QEH and will be given to the doctors who had not had it and on whose behalf it had been negotiated.
Ambassador Thompson also responded to criticisms of government's compensation of tourists who were delayed because of late results. She said compensation has been given to Barbadians to the tune of $60 million and made it clear compensation was not just for tourists.
For the additional days beyond when you should have gotten your test result back, if you were stuck for additional days, we will look at compensating you for those days. And here is how we propose to do it. There have been questions about where are we going to get the money from? Or where is the government going to get the money from? And this is the approach that is going to be used. If hoteliers are not prepared to comp the stay for those extra days, government will look to see if there are monies owed to government, and write-offs will then have to take place against those costs.
Meantime, Democratic Labour Party spokesman on Labour, Corey Cotts, said the party was happy to hear that frontline workers would be paid. He said they are thankful for the social media outcry because Barbadians were unaware that the promise had not been fulfilled until the information was shared online. Cotts said it's important that we reward our essential workers in a meaningful and timely manner. It does not look good that while others are pampered to ease their frustrations, we continue to overlook those who protect us and keep our families safe.
Look, some of these workers have sacrificed spending valuable time with their families, you know, in order to satisfy the additional work required of them, including working by holidays and weekends to continue this pandemic fight. The sudden and rapid increase in positive COVID cases that we've seen recently, this has resulted in extended duties for some of these workers. Some are at bus stops late at night waiting on public transport, thereby putting their own personal safety at risk. Some are sleeping on their couches or makeshift beds on the ground at home, just to ensure that they protect their families and keep them safe. These sacrifices are the ones that can no longer continue to be disrespected with broken promises repeatedly.
The DLP spokesperson also said that the compensation situation for tourists once again brought into the spotlight the glaring unevenness in handling ordinary citizens compared with the treatment of the privileged in Barbados COVID-19 response.
How is the Prime Minister finding money and creative means to compensate visitors for their decision to travel during a pandemic, but can't find the means to compensate the frontliners? Right now, we are seeing a government big on promises and speeches and very limited in delivery. Home drums must always beat first.
That's Corey Cotts, the DLP spokesperson on Labour. There were 6 new positive cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, and 10 people were discharged from isolation. The 2 women and 4 men were the only positives among the 819 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. The results represent a mixture of locals and visitors. There are now 478 people in isolation, and to date, Barbados has recorded 884 confirmed cases. Additionally, 399 persons have recovered from the viral illness. The Public Health Laboratory has completed 83,905 tests since March 2020. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Anton Best analyzed the cases and said the trend is actually downward and spoke to the clusters found.
Associated with this cluster in the prison is 42 cases outside in the community. We also talked about the bus crawl, which is affiliated with the prison, and we have diagnosed 16 persons with this particular cluster. We have other clusters that we've talked about. We have the West Coast clusters. And the reason why I say clusters is because it's not one discrete cluster. It's not one large cluster, and it did not occur as a discrete event on a particular day like the bus crawl cluster. And we currently have 67 persons in those clusters. And those clusters are associated with approximately 6 places on the West Coast. We also have a South Coast cluster, which is a small cluster, but certainly 4 cases that we've linked to each other.
Supermarkets and retailers have welcomed the decision by government not to reintroduce the Alphabet shopping system. Head of the Private Sector Association, Edward Clark, told Starcom Network News the system creates many operational challenges which would have been bad for business. He says the supermarkets have been able to manage the crowds and the lines well for the last 8 months.
We don't see a need for the Alphabet system at this time. We believe it would create more of a problem for management of the operations. We would end up with longer queues and longer lines and people outside. And it creates a sense of panic in that you're restricted in your access to food and other items that you may need. So as a result, we advise the government for not in support of it. We believe it could have had a very negative effect on business and on the people, on the public in general, and on the COVID crisis. So we did not support it. And any government fully understood, and we discussed it with BAMP and the other members of the social partnership. And I think everybody came to the conclusion that it was something that was not necessary at this time.
Meantime, Deputy Director of the COVID-19 Monitoring Unit, Alison Elcott, says supermarkets have been, for the most part, adhering to the protocols.
We have seen that in shops and supermarkets, there have been a fair level of compliance in terms of mask wearing, physical distancing, and hand sanitizing. And we've not observed any significant overcrowding or large crowds in supermarkets generally, except for those situations where, you know, you would see long lines because people anticipate other activities to be coming down the pipeline.
The present COVID-19 situation has forced the cancellation of the 2021 Hotong Festival, which was scheduled for February 14th to 21st. Public Relations Officer for the Hotong Festival Committee, Jamar Brown, told Starcom Network News that this decision had to be taken and they were moving ahead for next year. And finally, the FBI is warning of the possibility of armed protests being held across the U.S. in the days before Joe Biden is to be sworn in as president. There are reports of armed groups planning to gather at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. in the run-up to his 20th of January inauguration. The fears come as security plans are tightened for the event itself. On Monday, Mr. Biden said he was not afraid to take the oath of office at a ceremony in the Capitol. Both he and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are expected to be sworn in there only 2 weeks after it was the site of a deadly raid by radical supporters of President Donald Trump opposing the election result. Recapping the headlines at 7:30. Frontline workers will soon receive their hazard pay. The DLP happy that the workers are receiving their pay, but say these matters need to be addressed in a more timely manner. And COVID cases in Barbados trending downwards. The clusters found on the island were explained. The latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Remember, you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Kashi Brown. Good morning. The latest at 7:30 brought to you the kind compliments of First Citizens. At First Citizens, we put you first.